Happy end of school. Happy beginning of summer. A partridge in a pear tree. Well, you got it all going on out there, don't you?
We do. We do. Thanks, fellas, for having me on this morning. And I appreciate you guys working me in after me missing you guys last week. So I apologize for that. But thanks for working me in this morning.
Well, you had enough things going on. We'll give you an excused absence for it because the end of school, the end of year stuff, the athletic stuff that was going on, the graduation preparations. You had a very busy week. You've had a very busy month. Tell us all about it.
Well, it's been it has been busy, but it's been really, really good. Starting with graduation, our biggest day of the year, it was a great, great day. Dirk Ackerman, our principal there, that is, he just does a fantastic job with that, and so does everybody that's involved. And I'm always very complimentary of our folks that attend graduation each year. You know, some of the places that you go, God love them. They, you know, you hear the air horns and whistles and cowbells and all, but
yes.
During our diploma delivery, you can hear a pin drop. And also, I'm always very complimentary of how well behaved our folks are during that time, and it makes it kind of extra special. And also, and congratulations to all of our kids that have walked and received diplomas, well earned.
Mike, usually there's scholarships, there's success stories, all those kinds of things. Do you know the total number of graduates, Edgewood, this year?
Yes, we had exactly 180 that walked across the stage.
Wow.
On Saturday, and they earned just over $1.4 million total in scholarships.
Wow.
So pretty exciting.
That's fantastic.
Very, very proud of them. We had four students that earned full-ride scholarships, not paying anything.
Mm-hmm.
So that was really, really exciting. So two to IU, one to Princeton, and one
Whoa.
To West Liberty on the volleyball scholarship. So
speaking about
pretty,
that, you had to arrange your graduation to accommodate
Shuffle.
A softball tournament.
Yeah, I want to thank the IHSAA for being accommodating to that, which I would expect them to be because graduation and academics obviously come first. However, when we advanced to the semi-state to play at Jasper last Saturday at 11 o'clock, which our graduation is at 11 o'clock as well, we called them immediately and it worked out to moving that back to 3 o'clock, which was not oodles and oodles of time extra, but gave us enough that we get through, get graduation, everything there accomplished, and get down there safely and get the game started. And, the girls had a wonderful season, made the run. You know, we probably weren't the odds-on favorite in Vegas to be the to win the section, even though we had a very nice team.
Uh-huh.
Well, that was a big win over Brown County. Yeah, they had taken care of you twice earlier in the season. You come back and shut them out. That was a great performance.
That was. The kids were great. And coaches Nick Hammett and John Chance had the kids ready at the right time. And we had a really nice team. Like I said, there were three or four really nice teams there in the sectional and all. And we put together three really good games back-to-back-to-back, and then hosted the regional game here against Danville. And Danville had some nice wins during the season. They beat Lebanon, who was ranked fourth at the time, and then we advanced there and played down at Jasper against New Palestine. And New Palestine is ranked number one for a reason. They have three young ladies that are going to further their careers on Division I scholarships, and being ranked number one, that is definitely for a reason and well earned. But they were awfully good. We went in with a lot of confidence and hit the ball and all. We just couldn't get those runs in, and they're just awfully good. And also hats off to them for a great season as well.
And that was the first sectional championship since 2012 when he went to state. So a great, like you mentioned, a great bounce back and a fun ride. And And they'll be back. The Red and Black's always back. So a big season on
there
the cards for next year. Mike Wilcox, Dr. Mike, he's our guest this morning. So I bet you got nothing going on all summer long. You just put a lock in the door, and we'll see you on first week of August, right?
There you go. There you go. So now we regular main stuff. Our maintenance and facilities people are already working hard. We hosted the Steinsville alumni this past weekend as well, and then we've got we're updating our lock systems in our buildings. So that's a big undertaking, and we're also during the month of June we have a total of 4 long-range planning committees meetings. We had met the board and I and our assistant super Rod Hyde, our attorneys and the architect and George Link and our facilitator Jim Halleck. We had a couple meetings there in the spring. And we've formed the larger broad-based committee that is composed of all of us that I've mentioned. Of course, only 2 board members are on this committee because we don't have a majority on that, of course. But then we have community members who are made up of parents and patrons that maybe had children in the system maybe years ago, or folks that are taxpayers that may be retired here. And all that still have an interest in that. So there's a total of 36 of us. We met last Thursday, and then we will meet again this coming Thursday and Friday. We're going to meet at Steinsville on Thursday and then the high school on Friday, taking tours of the buildings, looking ahead the next 5, 10, and out even 20 years, because we are retiring debt that we have, or, we're paying off the bonds that most recently, the renovations to the high school and junior high the year before I came. And then, of course, during that 5-year time, we'll be paying off the primary and intermediate school. But we have to start looking at that now, because a year from now, we'd be looking at floating that first bond 2 years ahead of when the first one's retired for the tax rate purposes. And we're going to have some room to do some really nice things to meet our needs and even do some of our wants, and have plenty of room to do that without raising the taxes to our taxpayers. That's very exciting.
We're speaking with Dr. Mike Wilcox, the superintendent of schools at Richland Bean Blossom. And Mike, I know you're going to deflect the credit for this, but brag a little bit about the fact you have a 4-star school in the RBB.
Congratulations.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much. You're right. I give the credit to our junior high folks, but we all share in this, celebrate in this together. You know, just 3 years ago, our junior high was rated a D, and we wanted to bring that up because we knew that the potential was there. And starting when Rod Hyde came in as principal worked and convinced, gave a vision to them that we could be, the best junior high in the state of Indiana. It was his exact words to him. And so with a lot of hard work and dedication of staff and the kids and the parents, we had come up to a B and a C. In between now and then, we'd made progress. And then earlier this spring, we were named an A school for that, and it was a high enough A that it made our entire corporation receive an A, which was exciting. And we knew that we were going to be close when the 4-star awards came out. And then coincidentally, and which was really neat, was we were at a week ago Friday at our teacher's retirement breakfast the day after the kids' last day. Rod and I both received the text message that EJHS had received the 4-star school, so we got to announce that to the entire staff at the breakfast that morning. We just received that, so that's really, really exciting, and really proud of all of our folks and the hard work and dedication and vision that they that they embraced. So couldn't be more proud of all of our folks.
And deservedly so. Congratulations on all of that. And again,
oh, thank you.
Good luck with your meetings. It sounds like if you keep putting these A's up there, you're going to have some more expansion things to worry about down the road.
Yeah, you know, we're hoping so. We're hoping to have those good problems, you know. And like I said, that we offer, we think we offer a really, really good product. And I credit all of our folks. We're in a great area, you know, location-wise, you know, being, you know, as close to Indiana University, that unique resource there. And we have, a great community, and we've seen growth. The exception of this year, we've seen growth, and also we'd like to, you know, obviously continue that. And as good as we are, we can always be better. But I take my hats off to all of our folks here who have, like I said, embraced our vision that we've set forth there, and they've. Sure worked hard, and they are deserving of all the good accolades we've received here lately.
All right, great job as always, my friend. We'll get caught up with you at the end of the month and check in on how everything's progressing in the summer. And don't blink, because you know how this works. You blink, summer's going to be gone. So we don't want any blinking over there at RBB.
That's true. It always goes fast. The old saying, it goes faster every year, and I think that's true. So.
I wish it wasn't, but it is. But you're exactly right.
Hey, it is. It seems that way.
Thanks for your time, Dr. Mike. We always appreciate it. We'll get caught up with you later in the month.
Thank you, guys, for all that you do for us, as always. Have a great month.